I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, Facebook CEO is in the Capitol Hill hot seat, and we'll talk about the FBI raiding the home and office of President Trump's personal lawyer. Plus, equal pay day, Instagram name tags, and Apple's red iPhones for a cause. All that and much, much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, April 10th. This episode is brought to you by Day in the Life podcast, where you can learn what the day-to-day life is really like behind the scenes for people in a variety of careers. You'll hear the successes and the struggles and realize we all go through a lot of the same stuff. The host, Brittany Lynn, talks with everyone from a pastor to a full-time world traveler to a speechwriter for the Department of Defense. So check out dayinthelifepodcast.com or search Day in the Life wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, you ready for the news? Let's do this. The FBI raided the office of President Trump's personal lawyer, and it's clear President Trump is not happy about it. The lawyer's name is Michael Cohen. The New York Times reports the FBI went into his New York City office, his home, and his hotel room and took a bunch of stuff. We're talking they seized business records, emails, and other documents. So far, reports say the feds may want to know about a few things, including possible bank fraud and the payment to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star. You might remember Cohen was the one who says he used his own money to give Stormy Daniels $130,000 in 2016, right before the election. The money was so she would keep quiet about an alleged affair with Trump. Some have questioned if the payment may have broken campaign finance laws. The lawyer's lawyer now says the investigation into Cohen at least partly stemmed from the special counsel, Robert Mueller. He's the one working on the Russia investigation. Well, when President Trump heard that, Fox News reports, he was angry. He called Mueller's investigation, quote, a total witch hunt. He also said it's an attack on the country and a disgrace. The top government ethics official is questioning the top official at the EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency. The questions are for EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. CNN reports the ethics official sent a letter to the EPA saying there are some serious concerns about a few things. One, taxpayer dollars Pruitt spent for travel to his home state. Two, a stay linked to a lobbyist. And three, employees who spoke up about ethics concerns, who were then apparently demoted or transferred. But here's the thing. The Office of Ethics can't really do anything. It can only make recommendations for the president. And last week, President Trump tweeted the travel expenses were okay and that Pruitt is doing a great job. Today is the day Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is in the hot seat. He'll testify in front of Congress for the first time ever. It's actually only the first of 2 days in a row that he'll be answering lawmakers' questions there in D.C. And by the way, he'll be under oath, which of course means if he lies, he can get in legal trouble. Recode reports the hearings will likely touch on how Facebook collects user data and what the company does with it. Vice News says other topics could include Facebook's business model, fake news, and how the company handled the 2016 election. Of course, this is all because of the concerns over user data given to the consulting firm Cambridge Analytica without permission. Facebook has said sorry for allowing up to 87 million people who use Facebook to be affected by that. As for today's testimony, you can watch it live. It's set to start at 2:15 in the afternoon Eastern Time. I will post a link to the live stream in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. It's now official. Companies are not allowed to use prior salary as an excuse to pay women less than men. A federal appeals court just ruled that it's still discriminatory to pay women less even if you're basing it on their past paychecks. It was a unanimous decision by 11 judges who say it's all part of the Equal Pay Act. CBS News reports this week's decision overturned a smaller court's ruling from last year. And this appeals court ruling came just in time for Equal Pay Day, which is today. Equal Pay Day is meant to bring attention to the gender wage gap in the U.S. Business Insider looked at government data in 2018 and reports women in the U.S. are earning about 19.5% less than their male colleagues. All right, other things people may be talking about today. You can go your own way. The band Fleetwood Mac is parting ways with guitarist Lindsey Buckingham. Time reports Buckingham won't be there for the tour this fall. Buckingham joined Fleetwood Mac the same year as Stevie Nicks, back in 1974. A new feature may be coming to Instagram called name tags. Here's how TechCrunch says it'll work. One person can create a special image to display anywhere, where someone else can then use their phone to scan that image and start following the account. It's meant to make it easier for people to visually promote their Instagram account and make it easier for people to find and follow others. At this point, Instagram is testing it with just some people. And by the way, Snapchat started something similar to that in 2015. Uber wants to be your go-to spot for everything rideshare. And I'm not just talking about cars. Uber just bought an electric bike sharing company called Jump. You might remember the two companies partnered up in the past, but now Uber acquired Jump. Recode reports it's to make sure Uber doesn't miss out on those shorter rides, think less than 3 miles, especially because other companies like scooter ride sharing have popped up. It's back, a red iPhone. The Verge says Apple just unveiled the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus with a bright red back and then a black front. If you have an iPhone 10, Apple will apparently have a dark red leather folio for you. But it's not meant to be Apple red or just a new color choice. It's to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. A portion of the red iPhone proceeds will go to the Global Fund. Pre-orders start today, and the new red option will be in Apple stores on Friday. And that's it. You are all caught up. Please be sure to subscribe either on your podcast app by hitting either subscribe, follow, or favorite, or head on over to thenewsworthy.com and you can subscribe there. This will make sure you don't miss an episode and you are always in the know. If you want to read more about any of the news stories mentioned in today's episode, you can do that. Just go to thenewsworthy.com and from the homepage, click episode and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.